Hej, mycket välkomna till ett annorlunda Pop 65. Idag ska vi helt och hållet ägna oss åt The Rolling Stones. Hela programtiden upptas av intervjuer med de fem medlemmarna och de är gjorda en och en. I tur och ordning får ni träffa Charlie Watts, Keith Richard, Brian Jones, Bill Wyman och allra sist Mick Jagger. Meningen är att ni ska få en bild av varje medlem var för sig. Därför har jag använt en del frågor genomgående, så vi får till exempel veta vad varje Stone har för favoritartister. Och eftersom det mest är färgade amerikanska artister som nämns, frågar jag också vilka engelska artister de gillar bäst och vad Stones tycker om The Beatles. Andra frågor är, var tycker ni bäst om att göra inspelningar, i England eller Amerika? Vad tycker ni om att bli kallade för ovårdade? Vidare får varje Rolling Stone välja en favorit bland sina egna inspelningar. Det blir mycket pratande i dagens halvtimme och allt blir på engelska. För tiden medger inte några översättningar, men huvudsaken just nu är att The Rolling Stones får komma till tals och att de i detta annorlunda Pop 65 får disponera hela programtiden. Och nu lämnar jag ordet vidare till de fem i gruppen. Vi befinner oss i deras omklädningsrum mellan de två föreställningarna i tennishallen här i Stockholm. Först som sagt till Charlie Watts, och den ni hör i bakgrunden är Keith Richard och Bill Wyman som sitter och spelar för sig själva.
Hello, this is Charlie Watts. How do you feel being in Sweden this time?
Well, I've never been here before. I feel good.
But you've been to Denmark, I know.
Yeah, I've been to Denmark. It's very good.
If you compare the audiences in Sweden, Scandinavia, what would you say, and England?
Much the same. Audiences are the same all over the world.
It's the same kind of screaming, you think?
Yeah. They got mad.
Are you going back to the States soon?
Yeah, next month. Or sooner than that, maybe. I don't know exactly when, maybe a few weeks' time.
You're reading a book about Charlie Parker. Any special reason?
No, I just wrote the book about him, you know, it's just an idea I had. I like his music, obviously, but, and I know quite a bit about him.
What kind of music do you prefer, actually?
Any music, I don't prefer anything particularly. I can listen to most things.
Yeah, rhythm
and
blues, especially,
what?
Or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I like good things of everything.
Have you got any favorite recording among your own ones?
Yeah, I like Down the Road a Piece, Down Home Girl, Around and Around.
What do you prefer to record, in England or in the States?
I think America, because you get better sounds in America.
How does that come, you think?
Better studios. Yeah. Better engineers. They know what they... Well, the thing is that they're better because they've been recording groups like ours for years.
They're the same kind of music,
yeah.
The same style.
Yeah, they have fantastic separation in America.
Yeah.
They're not the same as... There's some good studios in England. I mean, we've made a lot of good records in England.
Yeah. Okay, if you choose one of your own recordings, which track would you choose?
One?
Yeah. As you're part of this interview.
Well, I haven't got a favourite one. I've got a few that are favourite.
You got another one recorded by somebody else you prefer?
No.
No?
No.
Tell me one, just one. We'll play it.
Oh, you can play Down Home Girl by us.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John.
Hi, this is Keith.
You were playing something just now. What was that?
San Francisco Bay Blues.
That's not rhythm and blues, then.
No, but I'm not. Yeah, no, it wasn't. So what?
What kind of music do you prefer?
Well, I play, you know, I like folk music, rhythm and blues, if you like. I like soul music.
What kind of artists do you prefer?
I like people that like Solomon Burke, Otis Redding, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley. I like Jack Elliott.
Any English artists or groups? Or
not much, because all the English acts that I know, including us, all got our inspiration from the American people.
Yeah. What do you think of the Beatles?
They're good. Yeah. You know, they're good.
Are you writing any new songs?
Trying to, yeah.
Because now, the last time, actually, it's not the first one you recorded of your own.
No, it's songs. Not the first one.
But as an A-side.
It's the first A-side in England that we've recorded. Yeah. We did one in America as well. That was Heart of Stone.
Yeah. But Time is on my side.
We didn't write that.
No, but you did that as a special release for the States. How did that come?
It was just that we had Red Rooster out in England, and we didn't think that it was the right sort of song for America, you know, so we thought we'd put something else out there.
Yeah, because Sam Cooke actually had a big hit.
Yeah, you know, and it'd been, you know, that's why. So we thought we'd better put something else. We did put Time Is On My Side out instead, and it went all right, you know. It did well.
You're writing together with Mick,
Mel. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How does that come? You don't write any by yourself only, no?
Well, it's just that Mick and I, you know, we're together, he throws in a few ideas, you know, so I play him a song, you know, and he says, let's write, try this and...
You write the music mostly?
Mostly, yeah. And I help on the production. Everybody's got the
exact thing to come out this book. What do you think about Sweden? The audience is here and the
nation. Good, it's good. I like Sweden a lot.
They are screaming a lot.
I like Sweden a lot. They scream a lot. Yeah. They all scream a lot. They always do. But I like Sweden a lot.
Do you think the Rolling Stones, that's a scruffy group?
A scruffy group?
Yeah, looking awful and so on. They say very often that you don't behave well and so on.
We behave how we want to, you know. Yeah. I'm not here to set an example to anybody.
I suppose that's the same thing as what you told me last time, that when you appear on stage, you do whatever you like.
No? Yeah, you know, I'm not... It's just one of those things, you know. If the audience is good, we'll be good. You know, that's how it is. If they're better, we're better, you know.
Okay. So you got any favourite of your own recordings? One track?
One track, let me think. I like Pain In My Heart.
What do you prefer to record, in England or in the States?
In the States, because it's not so much hard work. In England, it takes a long time to get the sound you want. And you can get it just like that in America.
Yeah. In Hollywood or in Chicago?
Both.
Both.
They're good for different things. Yeah. Chicago's good for recording blues, just ordinary blues. And Hollywood's good for the more soul stuff, you know, the more intricate stuff, really. Especially things like Time Is On My Side. Yeah.
Okay then, we'll play your favourite song, Pain In My Heart.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Brian Jones, the Rolling Stones.
Brian, you've got a lot of bad publicity always around this group. How does it come, you think?
Well, the whole thing started really with bad publicity. It just became the thing to write sort of certain things about us, such as, oh, the Rolling Stones never wash, the Rolling Stones are rude, they're scruffy. They're not really true. We don't take any notice of it because our fans know it's not true anyway, so we don't worry about it. Let the press write what they want, you know. It's all, anything controversial is bound to be, you know, sort of good. You know, if the press ignored us completely, we'd worry about it.
Yeah. What kind of music do you prefer?
Well, I like all sorts of different music. I know more about American rhythm and blues music than I do about any other sort of music, because that was a particular music I became interested in a very practical sort of way. I wanted to play it, you know, but I like classical music, and I like pop music generally. I like good pop music.
Yeah.
And
what kind of artists do you like?
Mainly my favourite artists are American coloured artists such as James Brown, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry. People like this are really my favourite artists.
Yeah. You still like this record by Muddy Waters, Rolling Stone Blues?
Oh yeah.
Still like
I think it. Muddy Waters is fantastic. He created a whole new style of folk singing. He really did.
What do you think of English groups and artists?
I like very few of them. Let's face it, nearly all English groups have got our original inspiration from American music, from coloured American music. So we're not original to such a great extent. But some of them, I think, are very bad. I think we have what the Americans call soul. I think we have. And I think the Beatles are very good musically. I think they're great. In fact, they're my favourite British group. Apart from that, there are very few groups that I do like. I think the Animals are good musicians. Apart from that, I can't think of very many people I like at all.
What do you think of, for example, Elvis Presley?
Well, I think Presley, you know, he got a whole thing going. I'm not very interested in Elvis Presley. No. I think he made some very good records earlier on, but when he was still interested in his profession. But, you know, he lost interest in his career a long time ago. And it's a very impersonal sort of thing. I mean, Presley's records are very impersonal, and he has no feeling behind them. And I don't bother to listen to Elvis Presley even these days. I just wouldn't bother, you know. As far as I'm concerned, he's of no importance in the pop music world, whatever.
Tell me, Brian, I think before when I seen you on stage, you used harmonica more. And you used to play
it. We get a bigger sound using two guitars, you know. But I mean, we might, you know, so it's just nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah,
sort of
you
sage,
used to alternate,
you know,
between the guitar and
yes. But now it used to mean a lot of changing about and everything all the time. You put a guitar down, pick a harmonica up, and you don't have such a big sound with one guitar as you do with two. And I'm playing guitar, and Keith's playing guitar, got a much bigger, more powerful sound.
Another thing, have you got any favorite recording, one of your own ones? Which track?
I don't know, really. It's a very difficult question to answer. I don't know. You want to play one?
Yeah.
You might as well play one of the more unusual ones. Play an instrumental, 2120 South Michigan Avenue.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones, bass player.
How do you feel over here now in Sweden? It's the first time for you.
Yes, it's very good. Very excited, yeah. And
like to come back.
Everybody's been wonderful. Yeah, we'd love to come back as soon as possible.
You like the audience, I suppose.
Yes, great. Everybody's friendly. We had a great time, you know.
I'll ask you the same thing as the others. What do you like to record? What do you prefer to record, in England or in the States?
Yeah, America, yes.
Definitely?
Yeah.
And in Hollywood or Chicago?
It doesn't matter. I think they're about the same. I like Chicago better, I think.
And also, I will ask you the same as the others. What kind of artists do you prefer?
Jimmy Reed. John Lee Hooker. They're my two favourites. Yeah. Lightning Hopkins as well.
And English artists, groups or solo singers?
The Hollies.
Definitely, yeah. What do you think of the Beatles, then?
Very good for what they do, but to me it doesn't appeal, you know.
It's not your style, you mean?
No. But I admire them because I think they're very good, you know. I think Mantovani's very good, you know, but I don't like his music.
You would not like to play that yourself?
No, but I still admire him because he does it very well, and the same for the Beatles. I never buy their records, but I still like them.
You buy records anyhow?
Yeah, but not the Beatles records, no. That's what I mean.
What kind of records do you buy them?
Blues records, really.
Yeah.
Folk blues, mainly.
Yeah.
I've got a wide selection, you know, from jazz to folk music to old Fats Waller, people like that, you know, Louis Armstrong.
Do you like classical music as Charlie?
Yeah, a little.
A little, yeah.
Yeah, not too much. Some of the popular classics.
Yeah. Okay, I would like you to choose one of your own tracks as a favourite.
Oh, my favourite, I think it's I'm a King Bee.
Why that one?
Because I like it best. Yeah. And it's also originally was sung by another one of my favourites, called Slim Harpo. I don't suppose you've heard of him.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow. And I think he's great, you know.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Well, thank you a lot, and we'll listen to this work now.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger here.
Nice to see you again, Mick.
Pleased to see you.
Tell me, you're going back to the States soon, no?
Yes, we're going on April the 20th.
Is it a long tour you've got now?
3 weeks.
Yeah. How many times have you been over to the States now?
Twice before. This will be the third time.
The first time, it was not a big success, was it?
No, we were very, and we were unknown in America completely the first time.
Yeah. You got the wrong kind of audience, is that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
I think the same audience as goes to see other people.
Yeah, but they said that the people in the audience were too old, a lot of parents and things.
Where?
In the States, the first time.
No? Not at all, no.
They're going to make a film.
I hope so, yes, but I don't know anything about it at the moment.
Yeah.
It's very difficult finding the right story and the right director.
There's been rumours about that film before, but have you put any time aside to do it, especially?
Yes, we put July and August aside to do the film, and part of September.
It's perhaps bad to ask, but people, they say that Rolling Stones, they are quite scruffy and behaving badly and so on. How do you feel yourselves about that?
I just feel that I behave like a normal human being who's successful, instead of behaving like somebody who's supposed to be perfect and always nice to people. I mean, not everybody is always nice to people all the time. When you get in a bad mood in the morning, and in the bad mood when you want to go to bed, and people always ask you for autographs, sometimes you get annoyed, you know, anybody else. And we don't make out that we're perfect people.
Do you think, with the fans, you have any trouble, you know, they are almost breaking the windows outside or things like that?
We don't have much trouble, no. You know, we're There's used no- to it, you know, when there is any trouble, we don't mind. You know, we're quite used to them breaking in and things.
You feel worried any time?
No, no.
What would happen if you went out in a crowd like that?
I've just been out into the crowd.
You got dressed in a funny way, no?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see.
Dressed up in a hat and a fur coat.
That's the only way now to get out.
Yes, we just did it for a laugh, a joke.
Tell me, the last time, have you got any follow-up to this one?
No, we haven't recorded one yet, no.
Do you know if you will write it yourselves or anything?
I hope we write it ourselves, because we make more money that way.
Tell me, have you got any favourite artists?
Yes, lots of them. James Brown, Solomon Burke, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Jimmy Reed.
Any English artists?
No, really, no.
What do you think of the Beatles?
I like the Beatles, but they're not... I like them very much, but they're not my sort of music.
What do you think of their latest record? Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it, no.
No?
Well, you're talking about A Ticket to Ride. I haven't heard that, no.
No. And John Lennon is calling you Jagger, and what do you call him?
Can't tell you. Because it's a swear word in front of Lennon, you see. And when it appears in newspaper, it says dash instead of the swear word. That's and then Lennon, so he calls me Jagger, so that when in the newspaper it just comes out Lennon, never John, always dash Lennon.
Tell me another thing. Are there any groups, they say a lot of groups that they play the real rhythm and blues in England and you don't? Who's right?
Well, quite honestly, the groups that say they play rhythm and blues in England weren't groups that never thought of playing until we played, and they're only nearly all rhythm and blues groups in England copied us.
They all copied you?
Yes.
Including, for example, Animals?
No, the Animals don't say they play real rhythm and blues.
No?
No.
Okay, have you got any favourite track among those you recorded yourself with the Stones?
No, I like about 6 or 7.
Would you like to pick one?
What a Shame.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Vi har tillbringat den här halvtimmen tillsammans med The Rolling Stones och lyssnat till de samtal jag spelade in med dem i torsdags i deras omklädningsrum mellan de två föreställningarna i tennishallen här i Stockholm. Det är rätt kul med såna här intervjuer, för det är samtal som är helt spontana och ingen vet alls vad som ska sägas. Och nu är det slut på dagens annorlunda Pop 65 med mer tal än musik. Men vi hörs igen imorgon, och mellan skivnyheterna ska vi då hålla oss till det svenska språket. Hej så länge, vi hörs!